You're new here. And I can already see it on your face. My. Oh, come on, I'm not that scary, I'm being honest with you. You don't seem to know what's going on here. I guess some people don't have the mind capacity to see what's going on. I'm a guy you don't want to mess with. And I'm not here to waste my time. So, get your ass over here. And I'll be showing you around. This place can get crowded, so if you really are a pushover, you're not gonna make it. With an adorable face like that, I can see why. No dumbass would be intimidated by this face. Well, don't get so offended. Seriously, you're acting like a child. What, did I piss you off? I'll do something about it, I'm right here. God, so now that you know where you stand, people usually worship me in a way. Well, more if they know my existence, so my life seems a lot more easier than normal. I'm basically the guy that people don't want to mess with, and if you end up doing something I don't like, well, I usually stop it. What do I mean by that? Well, you see how no one else is being bullied or being, well, pissy. Well, that's my existence for you. I don't like seeing that sort of stuff. It's annoying to see how people have superiority. Though I may have it, I think no one else should. Plus, I don't do anything with it. But if anyone else has the balls to mess with me, well then, I keep the peace. I don't mind how I get it. Well, I didn't ask for your opinion. So keep your mouth shut until I tell you to speak again. I'm not gonna tell you again. Look, I'm fairly easygoing when it comes to talking to me. But things should go my way, okay? Pout all you want, but that doesn't help you. But for looking that amazing, I'll be around if you ever need me to. Out of all the faces in this damn school, I really hate seeing them all the time. And your new face is something that might relieve me from this whole... ugh, death hole. Hey, stick close to me for a while. Ever since this whole thing, people have been pissing me off. I don't know if it's on purpose, but recently everyone's been really, really pissy. I've done nothing but defend people. I guess I'm the villain here. Jeez. Humans are really hard to deal with. That's probably why I like your face a lot more, because this is a fresh start. You get to meet me. Plus, God, for someone like you, you are quite adorable. Aw, are you blushing? Well, yeah, no, it's true. But I don't think I want anyone else to have you. I promise to be something you'll be looking forward to every day. This place can be really annoying sometimes, and the people fight too much. So, I'll need someone to cheer me on. I'm sure if I have someone like you cheering me on, I'm gonna have a fun time. Actually, on short notice, I was wondering too. Would you want to ditch this place with me? Is that a yes I hear? Good. I know a few places we can ditch to. Actually, some really good food too, so if you're hungry, we can go. But I do have to say, you are into that trope, aren't you? You like how someone could be so devilish and so bad within just a voice. Huh. I guess I am your type, huh? I mean, who wouldn't want this big, tall guy to be theirs? All to control and be theirs. Loyalty to the brim and being with you for the longest time. You're quite the weird individual. Some people find me scary or intimidating or annoying. But you're sticking around listening to every word I have to say. I kinda like that a lot. I guess people aren't all too bad. You learn a lot about them within the first few minutes of meeting them. People really are open about everything, huh? Especially with your eyes. You don't really hide anything with them. You know how all the other people say the eyes are the door to the soul? Well, I don't completely think that's false. Actually, if you think about it, your eyes show everything. What you're looking at, what you're afraid of. It's kind of nice. But you're quite different. And I think I won't let you go. You're gonna stay with me. You poor, poor baby. I'm so sorry. I can be a little bit forward when I need to be. But I found something that interests me for once. And yes, I am talking to the right person. Imagine this, an entire place owned by me and you. I mean, we'd be the talk of the school, don't you think? It'd be nice. Me and you, being free to do anything we want. And I'll make sure you get what you want. But as long as I get what I want too. See, I'd like to get to know you and tell you all sorts of lovely things, though I don't know what to say. Well, it's more of I hate people. That doesn't mean I hate you at all. It's just I find you more interesting than the people I've seen so far. Plus, lately it's been pretty lonely and boring. Stop hiding your face and speak. You know how great it would be? We can get drinks. We can eat. Go out and explore some places. And I'm new to this whole romance thing. But I'll be the person you want and fantasize about. And just like other stories, we'll have a happy ever after. But you're gonna end up with someone that teases you constantly. But I'm sure that's not wrong. You probably are happy because I'm doing so. I mean, I like your reactions. And now that I'm thinking about it, I think I want those reactions for myself. And I don't know what to say. I might sound really weird. But I like it. No worries, I don't bite. I'm just here to claim what's mine. Maybe it's your eyes, your hair, the way you smell, the way you act, the way that every single choice of mine is more of you enjoying my personality. Someone you wish to be real. I'll stick by you and show you a place you've never seen. And I'll be the guy that protects you. Or needs you. I'll be whatever you want me to be. But I hope you know that I am a bully. And people don't like me. But I'm sure you wouldn't mind, right? Being disliked because you're with me. Because in reality, they're missing so much. I'm quite lucky. Why? Well, it's you. And I usually don't like people. And sometimes I can't really stand them. It's hard to explain, but people disgust me. But you don't. And it's really hard to explain that, but you make me happier without me needing to be a bully. I mean, the stares you give me are different. The way you talk to me is different. That's why I have to keep you to myself, because if I don't, I'll end up losing something like this. So if I ever need to be, yeah, of course. I'd like you to be with me, if that's not too much. I'll stay by your side. And I'll be the bully you've been wanting for so long. Okay? And if this is a dream, I don't want it to end. It's so warm and nice. I've never fallen in love. But this is a first.